lots of things happening in the world of travel, particularly if you've got some plans heading off to Bali, perhaps. Those plans up in the air at the moment. And that's going to bring in a larger discussion with our travel guru, Sally Lucas, about travel insurance. Of course, you can hear her every Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock on the radio. But she joins us, oddly, today on a Wednesday. Good morning, Sally. It's always weird when I talk to people on the wrong day.
Mark, I'm not used to doing this on a Wednesday either. However, having said that, I'm happy to speak to you.
Oh, of course you are. Look, thanks for taking your time, Sally. I guess first, what are airlines and your people telling folks at the moment in terms of heading to Bali? What's the latest?
Well, they're sort of doing it as a weekly, I guess, update. And, you know, of course, we know Denpasar Airport has now been closed. A lot of the airlines are saying, please make sure you have updated your information with the airline as far as if you've gone away and you've got a different email address or you're using a Hotmail or you've got a different mobile phone number, because otherwise they won't be able to contact you with new details. So that is one way of making sure that you can be contacted. Now, most of them all have a toll-free number too, that if you get onto their website, they'll have a guest contact centre that you can call. Having said that, you can imagine how many people would be trying to ring those numbers.
Everybody.
Yeah. So if you've booked through a travel agent, our advice is don't try and get through to the airline because you could be waiting on forever. You're probably better to go back to your travel agent who can look online and, you know, in our booking system for that particular airline and give you that advice anyway.
So of course, you'll be getting the latest
way around it, if you know what I mean. Yeah, so having said that, they're all doing something slightly different. For example, I know Jetstar is sort of saying that they will let you reroute. So if you wanted to go to, say, Fiji or Vanuatu, somewhere else that they flew instead of Bali, if you were due to travel between 25 November and 5 December only, so when this has been announced that it's the big sort of blow happening, if your dates are in that period, then they're going to offer you a change of travel dates, or you might get a credit towards, you know, a future flight, etc. So each airline is going to be a little different in what they're offering, but most are saying either up to either the 4th or the 5th of December if you're travelling between 25 November and that date, like Garuda, Jetstar, Virgin, Qantas. Garuda was trying to get people out because they fly out of Jakarta as well, but then you've still got to get them to Jakarta, so that's been the issue, because that's only got to, you've got to go by bus and ferry because you're going from an island to an island, and then you've got 60-odd thousand people on Bali at the moment. Insurance companies are varying on what they're covering you for. Some haven't been covering you since September if you'd, you know, had taken out insurance since then. If you took it out prior to that, well, then you're okay. Any policies with another company we've checked with, they were covering you up until like the big blow when it was put on like just a low wait and watch. They were still covering you so long as you weren't then trying to, I guess, rip the insurance company off, and instead of staying, say you're staying in three-star accommodation, then you were trying to get alternative accommodation in five or six star. They're saying cover is available for the lesser of the cancellation or rearrangement costs when you have no alternative but to cancel or rearrange your trip. So there's a lot of grey areas. So, you know, we would suggest that you ring their customer service numbers for any of the insurance companies you're dealing with, or again, back to your travel agent who can follow it up on your behalf.
Yeah, lots to keep in mind, particularly when things happen all of a sudden. Of course, if you are planning for a holiday, Sally, we know that you'd be just crazy not to take out travel insurance, but oils ain't oils all the time, are they? Because you need to make sure that the activities that you're planning on doing are indeed covered by the policy that you're electing to take out.
And I guess one of the biggest ones is a lot of the younger generation that go away that ride motorbikes. And, for example, that often isn't covered, and a lot of them ride without helmets. Well, that's not covered. What I usually say, when you look at insurance policies, as you can probably imagine, you've probably read one yourself, whether it's a travel house or whatever, there's pages and pages of conditions of inclusions and exclusions. I would usually suggest you go to the exclusions. It's a lot shorter, and you can find out what you're not covered for.
It's a good place to start, isn't it? And if your activity or your destination or something that's concerning you is there, well, maybe you need to ask some questions and look at a different provider.
Yeah, well, to give you an idea, like my husband went to Nepal some years back, but he wasn't doing a trek this time. It was called a climb because they had to use crampons, ice picks, etc. Couldn't get a company in Australia to cover him. He ended up having to insure with an underwriter in Amsterdam.
Oh, wow.
So it just depends on what activity you're doing, you know, whether it's snow skiing, whether it's trekking, abseiling, mountain climbing, mountain biking, you know, whatever it may be. If you're going to undertake any sort of activity, before you take out that insurance policy, make sure you are covered, because there's no point taking out a policy that doesn't cover you.
Sally, I know from time to time we're all guilty of it in insurance land, but with travel insurance you've got to be extra careful because in most cases you'll be on the other side of the world somewhere and you need to know that that phone call that you're making is going to be a helpful one and not one that, you know, makes your life any more complicated than it is.
Yes, and as we've mentioned before too, Mark, on the travel program, like, just be careful if you've taken your insurance out because you've got it free, because you used your credit card. A lot of people do that, and that's fine, but they often don't get a copy of the policy, so they don't know what they're covered for or what their excess is. Mm. So be very careful. If someone's offering you something for nothing, there's usually loopholes.
As there always is, nothing. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Sally, very quickly before I let you go today, of course, the big program coming up on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Where are you taking us?
Oh, around the world.
As always, you never tell me anything. Sally, you have a great day and we will catch you in here on Friday afternoon.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Thanks for your time.
There she is. You've got to make sure you're covered for what you need to be covered for. That's Sally Lucas talking travel insurance with us at 2NURFM.